Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm reading the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, last weekend was brutally cold, especially with the wind chills, but we got a bit of a break this week with some much milder temperatures. This coming weekend, the temperatures are looking to be pretty mild as well, so it'd be a good opportunity to get out on the ice and try to catch some fish. At Black Hawk Lake, anglers are starting to venture out on the ice. And the ice thickness was 8 to 10 inches around the Ice House Point boat ramp area, which is where a lot of the anglers access the ice. There's a good population of bluegill and crappie out there, and anglers should be looking for concentrations of those fish. Just a heads up that next week we'll be turning the aerators on in Black Hawk Lake. Now this will create open water areas in Town Bay, and is necessary to keep adequate oxygen levels in the lake and prevent winter kill throughout the season. Signs will be posted at major access points, and thin ice signs will be placed on the ice warning anglers and lake users of the aeration holes. At Arrowhead Lake, the ice is around 8 inches thick and the bluegill fishing has been pretty decent. Anglers are reporting good numbers of bluegill. Now many of those fish are around 6 to 6.5 inches, but if you do enough sorting, you could take home a lot of 8-inch plus bluegills, with some reaching over 9 inches. Waxworms on a teardrop has been the bait of choice, and the bluegill bite has been best in the mid to early afternoon. Anglers can expect to pick up a bonus crappie or two, but I wouldn't count on catching a lot of them. At Storm Lake, anglers are reporting pretty good fishing for several species. The walleye have been biting good on jigging spoons baited with a minnow head. Focus your efforts in 7 to 8 feet of water and try to be on the ice by 3 in the afternoon. The crappies start picking up after the sun goes down. Now most of those fish are suspended, so you want to remember to bring your flasher with you so you can tell what depths are hanging out at. White bass and yellow perch are a bonus fish, and if you catch a couple of perch, they're probably going to be decent sized fish. Brushy Creek has 6 inches of ice in most of the nearshore areas and up in the fingers. If you venture out to the middle of the lake, then check ice depths frequently, as some of those areas only recently froze over. As of Thursday, there was still a small open water area just off the east boat ramp. The north and the south ramps have good access. Anglers are picking up good numbers of crappie, bluegill, and perch in the northern end of the lake, not too far off the boat ramp. Now, the fish aren't huge, but anglers are picking up good numbers of them. Up north, the ice on Big Spirit is starting to thicken. 9 to 10 inches of ice can be found about 50 yards out from the boat ramps. Yellow perch are being caught by anglers roughly 100 yards from the shorelines, and the fishing has been good for them. Anglers fishing for yellow perch have been occasionally picking up a few walleye, too. East Okoboji has around 9 inches of ice just off the boat ramps, and if you're on the hunt for walleye, East O might be where you want to start. There have been several reports of anglers catching some keepers over by Parks Marina. West Okoboji is lagging behind the other lakes in the area, with only about 6 inches of ice off the boat ramps. The bluegill have been biting hard in Little Millers Bay, though, over the past weekend. To the northeast at Clear Lake, the ice thickness is 6 to 8 inches on most of the Little Lake and 4 to 6 inches on the Main Lake. Both aeration systems are running, so avoid those areas. Yellow bass fishing has been fair. Use waxworms and spikes, fish near the bottom in 10 to 12 feet of water. A few small yellow perch are being caught. And walleyes are hitting jigs tipped with bait. Now most are less than 14 inches, but a few keepers are being caught. One lake to really watch this winter is Rice Lake. Now this past fall, anglers had a heyday catching lots of quality-sized yellow perch and walleye. Currently, the ice thickness is 6 to 8 inches over there. The aeration system is running there too, so avoid that area. Walleye and perch fishing has been fair since the start of the ice season so far. Use jigging spoons tipped with a minnow head for walleye and small jigs tipped with live bait for perch. Well, down south, Lake Anita is expected to provide good pan fishing this winter. Anglers will find a large crappie population in the lake averaging 9 inches and bluegills up to 9.5. Crappie fishing has been good recently. Use small spoons and jigs with waxworms. The best bite has been the first hour of daylight. Bluegill fishing has been fair, and the larger sized bluegills have been caught close to the beach and in the pontoon arm of the lake. Try teardrops tipped with waxworms for those gills. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out ice fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This has been Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a great Christmas weekend.